Hello and welcome. This is the SDS Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 368 for 13 January 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you are not familiar with SDS, it's a public access unit system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for about 10 seconds to allow for priority traffic or for stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to stick around while we have our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information we like to hear from check-ins. If you don't have an SDF username yet, well, why not? Okay, but we'll save a place for you, okay? This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu GMT UTC on Echolink node 9229, known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be associated with SDF to participate. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And, I've got one this week that's a little weird. Let me reset the timer here just in case. All right, so I'm in East Central Illinois, and you may have noticed that over the last week we've had some winter storms that went through the area, and our area here did not get it nearly as bad as they got it a little bit farther south of us and farther north of us. So I think we got like maybe 3 or 4 inches of powdery snow. Not usually a big deal. But a friend of mine, he's not a ham, although he's expressed some interest in it, but he is a fan of solar power. And so he went up onto his roof to wipe the snow off of his solar panels. He's been on his roof many times before without incident, and so he was not expecting this to be a problem. However, I think the odds caught up with him. He stepped off of the ladder onto the roof and discovered that it was a lot more slippery than he expected. He quickly took the express elevator down to the ground floor. He's in the hospital. He's had some serious fractures and surgery, and he's probably looking at some rehab. So, not a pretty sight. What that does, though, is it gives me the topic this week. Perhaps, among hams, we're always climbing towers and trees and roofs and, you know, doing crazy, dangerous stuff. And so the question this week is, have you ever suffered an injury or maybe come close to suffering an injury doing something about ham radio? Or maybe someone you know, someone you're related to or a member of your club or something like that. Do you have any stories about injuries resulting from ham radio stuff? Now, let me reset again. Okay. Let me see. We've got at least one station has joined us since I started talking. AD0QM got you there. I'm going to run down my whole list here. I think everybody here on my dashboard is a regular, so I don't think I really need to explain too much. But I'm going to run down the list here so that you'll know that you're on my check-in list. Well, we've got BK6BQQ, N4RNW, PY2VIL, KD9NDJ, KF6GPE, KC1TCA, and AD0QM. And just checking the desk, I don't see any. Right. So, if somehow you're hearing my voice now and I did not give your call sign, please speak up so that I can add you to my list. Okay, so I don't have any other call signs to add, but while I was waiting there, I checked the Anon radio stream, and once again, I did not hear my own voice or any. Well, I heard music, and since I'm definitely not streaming music right now, it's clear that the streaming robot is still broken. Ah. Okay. So let's go down my list here. First in line is VK6BQQ. Okay, I think Reg has stepped away from his computer, so let's we'll come back to him, but we'll move along to N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne, and the rest of the group. N4RNW, Harold here in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. Beautiful, cool, sunny day down here in Florida. And, yeah, Wayne, I heard of how I was tracking those winter storms that went across this last week, because I've got a couple sisters and siblings, spouses, and a brother in Indiana, and they got a little bit of dose of snow and ice. So, other than that, I've got nothing to report here, and I might be short time and drop out. Have a good week, N4RNW. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay, thanks, Harold. I've got you in the log, so if you have to drop out, we'll look for you next week. Next on my list is PY2BIL. Hi, Guillermo.
Hello, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo, out of São Paulo in Brazil, with SDF username G. Canary. So glad to be back. It's been a while since I've been with you guys here, literally last year. Got a little bit crazy from the work perspective for me. But and then I took a couple of weeks off and traveled to my home country, Argentina, spent some quality time with friends and my mother. She's getting 93 now, so she needs time from us. So I've been there, and but I'm back at work, back at craziness. So and not too much radio at all. But on the topic from tonight, fortunately I haven't suffered any accident myself, or any close friend of mine had an issue like you mentioned. Even though I climbed myself roofs and things like that, installing TV antennas in the early 80s. I know I was a little bit crazy back then, right, without any safety things on. I just climbed, did my stuff. You know, at young age you think, like, this will never happen to you. So I was just lucky. But yeah, so much on the topic. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, good to hear from you again, Guillermo. And, yeah, you know, your mom there, it's really great that she's still around, and enjoy her company as much as you can. Next on my list here is KD9NDJ.
Good evening, everybody. This is Ken, KD9NDJ. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, up the road from Wayne. And my SDF username is KDB. I have not had a ham radio injury so far. I suspect that given what I'm up to, my most likely injury would be electrical shock, but I take all due precautions when working with high voltage, and so far I got bit on a little amplifier project a few days back, but it was not serious, and due to the safety precautions I take, it was power out, although the socket was in the receptacle. There, the plug was in the receptacle for the AC. You know, it was. I was kind of surprised to find the thing would pass current in that, under that circumstance, and yet it did. Not much, but enough for a tingle. Otherwise, falling off of roofs, I've seen it happen on my property. My roof is steep and nasty, and I'm very cautious. about getting up there. But so far, I've not, actually set foot on the roof except for that one time, and I've never taken the plunge, and I hope never to. But anyway, that's my story. No ham radio injuries to report. Back to you, Wayne. 89 NDJ.
Okay, well, thanks, Ken. But, you know, that kind of brings up a question here. I wonder how many of us have in our shack or wherever we're doing, I mean, you're doing some restoration work on old boat anchor, ham gear, high voltage stuff. And I'm wondering how many of us have ground fault interrupter outlets in our shack so that, you know, for a little bit of extra protection in that case there. So let me ask you, do you have GFCI outlets in the area there where you're working on your gear?
Well, this old house I live in has some knob and tube wiring, and I was very careful to protect all of that with not just ground fault, but, current protected stuff that will shut down if there's anything amiss detected. So, and the wiring, a lot of it I rigged up myself, and I think it's pretty good. I made a few mistakes on the second floor, but my shack's in the basement, and I've corrected my mistakes. The inspection process is pretty lax up here in Rantoul, so, it's possible. Another possibility, would be RF burn. So I've had RF in my shack. So far, my hairs haven't stood on end, but there's a thing. I've just ordered an EMF detector, so maybe we'll find out what the real story is with some data. Anyway, back to you, Wayne.
Okay, good to hear. All right, well, see, moving along here, next on my list is KF6GPE.
Well, good evening to everyone on the net. Name is Ray. My call sign is my SDF login, and I'm in Boulder Creek, California, which is between Silicon Valley and Santa Cruz. The only injury I've ever sustained with amateur radio has been a mild RF burn with my first project. I built an antenna tuner, and somehow I miswired it, and I got RF to the outside of the metal housing, including the knob, and the first time I went to turn it, I got a pretty good tingle and a little burn. It is, as people say, pretty much like a thermal burn, but it doesn't blister the same. I hope not to repeat it. I still have the antenna tuner in the garage, never plugged it again since then. I suppose I could rip it apart and see what's wrong with it, but now I've got an MFJ antenna tuner, works just fine. I just need to get an HF antenna up to actually use it. All right, I'll turn it back to Net, 73 KF6GPE.
All right, well, thanks, Ray. Let's see, next on my list here is KC1TCA.
This is KC1TCA, Rich, in East Falmouth, Massachusetts. My SDF username is RFX. And I am lucky enough to, well, I'm also new enough to not only have not injured myself, but I haven't done very much either. So I'm still working on both of those things, but I'm hoping to skip the injury part. And do it, I don't know, some other way. I don't know. I've been trying to avoid doing things like getting on our roof, which I have to do to clean out the gutters and stuff like that. And I don't know that I will be putting an antenna up on the roof exactly. I haven't sort of worked that stuff out through lightning phobias and other things. It's kind of an awkward hobby to have. But I don't know. I suppose I'll figure something out sooner or later. But that's basically it. So safe here. I'm sorry to hear about your friend Wayne, and I hope they recover quickly. That's it. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Richard. Yes, we'll be keeping an eye on him there and helping out as much as we can there. Could have been worse. He might have slipped 90 or 180 degrees and landed on his head, and that would have been really bad. Next on my list here is AD0QM.
Good evening. This is Jeff, AD0QM, up here in Minnesota. Call sign on STF is JECXJO. The only injury I've sustained is nothing really about radio itself. Back just after I got out of university, I started taking on the amateur radio club's weekly net and running that, but it was during the same time that my wife was taking some classes online, and so I would go for a walk with my HT and just run the net while I was going for a walk. And of course, one day in the fall, it had gotten a little bit cold after it had rained, and so the ground was a little bit slick, and I took a nice big slip, whacked my head on the ground while I was sitting there running the net, so I had to hand it off to somebody else for a little bit while I got my senses back. But other than that, no, nothing RF or anything like that, but I got a double E degree, so it was always safety, 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 and then do whatever crazy idea you were going to do. That's all I got up here. This is AD0QM. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff, for your story there. You know, I have another friend, also not a ham, and she had a similar accident there. Just happened to be walking around on the outside and slipped on the sidewalk and bumped her head on the concrete, and she's had some lingering issues with that. I guess she got kind of a concussion or something there, and well, it took her several years to get completely back to normal again. So, yeah, don't underestimate the danger of a slippery sidewalk. Let's see, it's time to go back to see if BK6BQQ is back at the computer. Okay, it took him a little bit longer to get that second cup of coffee there. All right, well, I think everybody has had a chance to speak once. Let me go down the list here and see if there's some call sign that snuck in there before I, without me noticing it. Nope, I'm pretty sure I've talked to everybody. Does anyone want to have a recheck and expand upon what they said before?
PY2BIL.
Go ahead, Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIL. This is a little bit off topic for radio, not off topic for SDF, but while I was down there taking some time off, I picked up a book to read in the evenings, right, and I looked at my digital bookshelf, and there was one sitting for a long time, known as The Friendly Orange Glow by Brian Deer. And it turned out that I thought a lot about you, Wayne, because it plays out in the University of Indiana, and a lot is being talked about Urbana, Illinois, and the University of Indiana, and what was going on there in the 60s with this computer system known as Plato. Right, so I just wanted to share that with you because you came to my mind while I was reading that book in your hometown there in Urbana, Illinois. Back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BAL.
Ah, yes. That's an excellent book, and the whole story of Plato. And recent news, just a couple of weeks ago, Donald Bitzer, the person who was in charge of the project, the Plato project, he passed away just recently here. So, and if you bring up the subject with SMJ, he's been kind of interested in it because it kind of ties into with the Living Computers Museum. So, and those of you who, if you've ever had experience with Plato, you can kind of relive that a little bit by going to, there's a website, gosh, what's it called? I'm forgetting what it is right now. Maybe I'll think about it later. But there's a website that some folks have gotten the source code to the Plato system that ran on the CDC hardware back in the 70s and 80s. And they're running it on probably modern hardware in some kind of emulation mode, emulating the CDC hardware. So you can, if you had a login in the 70s or 80s, you can still you can get yourself access to this new system. For some reason, I want to say it's cyber1.net, cyber1.net. Well, maybe I can check that real quick here. Cyber1.org. And because the Play-Doh keyboard was not a standard PC or ASCII keyboard, so you'll need to download a special a Windows app which emulates the Play-Doh keyboard. But you can experience a little bit of what it was like back in the day logging into a Play-Doh system. So, well, thanks for mentioning that. That gets me that opportunity to mention the passing of Don Bitzer. So let me pass it back to you, Guillermo. First, let me just say that I noticed that DK2DY has joined us. So you'll be next there after Guillermo.
Thanks, Wayne. This is PY2BIO. Yeah, nice compliment there to the story. Yeah, Don, he shows up a lot in the book. Definitely. He was apparently a very special individual, right, and the way he ran that whole thing there. So thanks for that, and I'm still having fun. I haven't reached the end of the book, but try to make that happen in the next over the next weeks or months, depending on work. So thanks for that, Wayne. Back to you then. This is PY2BIO.
Okay, and thank you, Guillermo, for sharing that with us about reading that book. And making it back to the net here. VK2DY, the topic this week is basically have you or someone you know or maybe a club member of, you know, experienced an accident like a fall from a rooftop or from a tower or a tree or Maybe somebody's antenna fell on their house. You know, bad things can happen sometimes in ham radio. So, do you have any stories about that happening to you or to someone close to you?
I'm sorry, you gave a good introduction there. And unfortunately, my wife was taking my attention at that point, and you don't ignore your wife when she's talking. So unfortunately, I didn't hear most of your introduction. What was the question again, VK2DY?
The topic this week is accidents or injuries that you might have experienced or witnessed or happened to somebody close to you, things like falling off of a tower or falling off of a roof or falling out of a tree or being on the ground and having an antenna or something fall on top of you, physical hazards. That's kind of what the topic is.
Okay, thank you. And again, I apologize, but one has to listen to one's spouse. Anyway, this is Robert, VK2DY in northwestern Sydney. Finally figured out that you were an hour earlier than you used to be, according to U.S. time, which is what I was figuring. So that's why I hadn't been here for a little bit of time. Anyway, it is 28 degrees, that's 82 Fahrenheit, and sun is shining, sky is blue. It's actually a beautiful day, in spite of the fact that they predicted it was going to be rainy. Try and think of accidents related to amateur radio. I am deathly afraid of going up on the roof. I hate walking on the tiles, and the curvature, and they're slippery, and I tend to avoid climbing up on the roofs and on the tiles. I can't think of any accident that I've had or that I've witnessed recently. I'm trying to think here. Just simple things like getting caught in wiring on the ground, but that's not really exciting. I'm afraid I can't think of any accident offhand that is worth talking about on this net, but I appreciate the opportunity. VK2DY, back to net.
Okay, well, that's all right. Well, thanks for joining us this week, Robert. Always good to have you with us here. And it occurs to me that, you know, I sort of steered the topic in the direction of, you know, injuries related to gravity, say. But in the course of the net here, it occurs to me that another source of injury, I mean, a really obvious source of injury to anyone who plays with electricity, is that of electrocution or shock or burns. So perhaps I'll save that for a future topic. But I think we had a pretty good set here. I think we've got, you know, maybe something like 9 check-ins this week. That's pretty good. A little bit above average, and we've gone here. It's almost half an hour here, so I'm pretty happy with this net. It always seems like around the holidays, people have so many things that they're busy doing that they don't have time for a net, and so we're kind of getting back into the sort of the boring time when the net sounds like, oh hey, you know, it's better than sitting around listening to. I don't know what else people do. Anyway, I'm rambling. So, this is about the time when I would say we're going to have, we're calling for additional comments or rechecks. If you want to expand upon what you said before, please call now. Okay, nothing heard, so I'll make this the final call for any comments before I close the net.
AB9FJ, VK6BQQ. Sorry for the delay. We had garbage day here this morning, so have to get things done, but in the better half, that was taking my attention. Very good. Well, I've not had any accidents, incidents, or otherwise. I was a climber, and I didn't have any problems at all. I don't recall an incident where I had a problem, so I tried to be very careful. But, of course, being my age now and all the different things that have happened over the last 2 or 3 years, I stay at home. Wayne, good to have you aboard, sir. VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, likewise, Rich. I'm sorry I forgot to ask for you again there. But, good to hear from you, as always. And, yeah, we're both probably old enough that even a small fall would be devastating. So, yeah, stay on terra firma and get the youngins to climb the tower for you. All right, so one more final call before I close the net. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. Let's call it 0032 Zulu. So if there may still be an afternet on the SDF DMR Talk Group 31650. I've never been there, and I don't think I've heard any reports of anybody hearing anybody there lately. But, of course, there's always some of us over in COM on SDF in the Anon Radio Room. With that, I will say 73, everybody. This is AB9FJ signing off.